We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And here on the opening day of Riverfest, let's check in and get the live KSN Storm Track 3 forecast from meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Good morning, Ted. How you doing?
Super. How are you?
Not too bad. You know, regardless of what's going on downtown, anybody in the Wichita area and just about everybody in the Wichita area likely going to need to keep that rain gear handy and nearby, because we're still looking at these daily thunderstorm and rain chances. We're going to have a 60% chance today. So today, I expect it to be similar to yesterday. We're just off to a slightly drier start, where we're not seeing widespread downpours. But give it time. I expect to see some heavier showers and storms by the time we get into the afternoon, possibly as early as the latter part of our morning. We'll also still be pretty warm out there with a high of 84 degrees under a mostly cloudy sky. Southeast breeze not going to be too strong while reaching 8 to 18 miles an hour. We'll continue to have rain, some rumbles of thunder around through the evening and all the way into the overnight. Likely starting off our Saturday in the 60s, still a little bit steamy out there, and also with a few showers floating around as well. And then, once again, by the time we get into the afternoon, it looks like we're just going to continue this rinse and repeat cycle. A few more storms blossoming by midday and into the afternoon Saturday, another 60% chance. And it looks like during the night, those storms waning and winding down before we have another round of potential showers and storms by the time we get into our Sunday. High of 82 to wrap up the weekend. Not too toasty out there, but we'll still need to make sure that we keep an eye to the sky. Now, once we get into the early part of next week, rain and thunderstorm chances not looking as good, but we'll still keep a 20% chance in the forecast for Monday through Wednesday and only a 10% chance on Thursday. So it may not be completely dry out there, but at least those chances are dropping off. We need the rain, but I know there's going to be a lot going on, so hopefully nobody gets caught in any downpours out there. High temperatures just gradually warming back up next week through the middle and even touching the upper 80s at times. Right now we're at 66 degrees. With a mostly cloudy sky, we do have a light wind out of the east at about 3 miles an hour. And despite some passing showers earlier this morning, we do have a visibility up to 10 miles. So we're looking pretty good in that regard.
Yeah, and here we go. Early June, we kind of got that pattern where we're getting this just, rain shows up and then it disappears.
Yeah, you said it. You said it perfectly. As far as just the pattern that we're in, a lot of the showers and storms that we've been seeing over the last few days, they really do resemble something that we'd generally see like during the middle of the summertime. So just more proof that we're just getting closer and closer to that time of year. And just a quick fun fact for you, since we're talking about summer showers and storms. Now, we officially start the summer season on the 21st of this month, so that's not that far away.
Yep, just a few days, a few weeks out. Ronnell, have a great weekend.
All right, thanks. You too.
That is the live KSN Storm Track 3 forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. It is 7:14 with Steve and Ted. It is a huge day in Wichita. It's day one of Riverfest number 51 as we kick off 9 days of festivities. And joining us right now is the Chief Executive Officer of Wichita Festivals, Nancy Dooling. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning, Ted.
Did you get any sleep? Did you get any sleep last night, or are you just super excited?
Just super excited.
What? Tell us about this year's Riverfest. What can number 51 bring to us? Is there anything new going on this year?
Sure, we have several new events that are going on. We have a roller derby that will be over at the Wichita Ice Center on tomorrow, Saturday, June 3rd, from 10 to 5. And then on Monday, we will start working with Habitat with Humanity, and we will do what you call a panel build. And festival attendees will have the opportunity to come down and sign the studs that will be in the home, and then help put together the panels that will eventually build the home for a family here in Wichita. So it's a great way for community members to come out to help their fellow neighbors. And then our weekend, we will have next Saturday, June 10th, we have what you call the Riverfest Gravel Grinder. And that will be over at REI on North Greenwich Road. And you can participate in a 20-mile or a 40-mile race with your bike. And that will take in Sedgwick and Butler County. And one event that I'm very excited that is back is Sand Beach Volleyball. That will be over. Yeah, that was an event we had years ago, and we're working with the city of Wichita. And so they're bringing back that volleyball tournament over down at Watson Park. And then they're also doing a pickleball tournament over at Riverside Park. So we're very excited for those new events.
And, of course, here on opening day on Friday, it's just great how you hit the ground running, and you've got the parade tonight, the opening night fireworks, and a concert with Shaggy. I mean, it's just amazing how all of a sudden here it is, and, man, we just love these 9 days.
That's right. That's right. We do. And it's just, you know, it's great bringing the community together, and, you know, the city loves fireworks, so they'll be able to see fireworks tonight, and they'll be able to see fireworks that will be provided by Capitol Federal on our last finale, which would be Saturday, June 10th.
Looking forward to that. And, Nancy, there is a palpable excitement in the community as myself and Steve McIntosh are involved in the egg toss on Sunday. I think we're ramping up for that, too.
Well, I hope so, because you should see the trophy that you'll be receiving. So I hope you win it.
All right, sounds fantastic. And of course, you have a great admiral this year, Kay Monk Morgan, and we're just looking forward to her enjoying her 9-day reign here.
Yes, just such a talented person in our community, and just has so much leadership, and she just does a great job representing us as an ambassador.
Well, Nancy Dooling, Chief Executive Officer at Wichita Festivals, I know you're super busy, and we really appreciate your time this morning. Have a great run.
Thank you so much, Ted. Take care.
You too. That's Nancy Dooling, Chief Executive Officer at Wichita Festivals, joining us today to give us a preview of everything that kicks off this morning.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.